Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Nun Vav, Nida 56, and today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, on the bottom of 56a, we have the following Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a sheretz, one of the eight creepy crawly creatures that are found, which we say are able to transmit tumah when they are in a dead state. So says our Mishnah, sheretz shenimtza b'mavoi, if a person finds a dead sheretz in an alleyway, which we say is a private domain, and therefore we have a concept that if there's a ambiguous ritual impurity in a private domain that we are strict, and we don't know when the sheretz got there, and so therefore maybe it transmitted the tumah to this sacred ritual food, which was supposed to be in a state of ritual purity. So we don't know what the story is. So under these circumstances, mitame umafreya, that we say that this sheretz that we find is going to transmit the ritual impurity retroactively to all the taharos, to all the pure foods that were prepared in this alleyway retroactively. Ad sheyomar badakti et hamavoy hazeh v'lo yabo sheretz o ad shas kibud, up until the time where a person can say, well, at that time I cleaned the alleyway, I swept the alleyway, and there was no sheretz there, or until the time where a person says that I cleaned it, meaning to say up in the first case where he says up until I inspected it and there was no sheretz, or until he says until I cleaned it, the alleyway, and there was no sheretz. But up until the time, all the items that were in that alley are going to be considered ritually impure. So the Gemara asks the question, well, which is it? Ibayalahu. Do we say, what's the reason why everything is going to be tummy up until the time ad shas kibud? Is it because up until the time of cleaning, we say until that time cheskas obaduk, that there's going to be the assumption that when you cleaned it, you're also going to do an inspection at the same time, meaning to say that there's a presumption that as you clean it, you're also checking. Odilma cheskas miskabed, or maybe the reason is because when you're cleaning it, there's a presumption that you're going to clean it well. And so therefore, you're not checking, but when you're cleaning it, you're going to have swept away the sheretz, and the sheretz is not going to be there. So is it because, what's the reason why we allow you to say that that is a terminus ad quem from which there would be no sheretz there? Is it because when you swept, there was the assumption that you also inspected? Or because when you swept, you would have swept away the sheretz? So the Gemara says, "Umay nafkamina." What's the practical difference? Well, the practical difference is in a situation where the Amar kaved v'lo badik. He says, "I cleaned it, but I didn't check it." He says specifically, "I know I wasn't inspecting it when I cleaned it." Or I amris, because under those circumstances, if you say cheskeso badik, that when you clean it, there's the presumption that you also inspected it. Halo badik. Well, in this case, you didn't inspect it. The amris cheskasu miskabed, but if you say there's a presumption that he cleaned it well, in this case, hamiskabed, he did clean it well, and so therefore it would be sufficient. Or the alternative case, another situation where there would be a practical difference, is inami distakach beguma, where you found the sheretz in a ditch that was in the alleyway. So iamris cheskasu baduk. So if you're going to say that the presumption is when you clean it, you also check, well, man de badik beguma nami badik, the one who checks will also check the ditch, and he would have noticed it there. So therefore, we're going to assume that it was that the terminus ad quem is when you swept. But iamres cheskaso miskabed, if we're going to say that the terminus ad quem is just by sweeping, has nothing to do with inspecting, well, guma lo miskabed, a person doesn't sweep in the ditch in the alleyway, and so therefore that wouldn't be a terminus ad quem. It would have to go back until the time you actually inspected it. So which is it? So the Gemara concludes that the cheskaso baduk, that the presumption is that when you sweep, you're also going to be inspecting. And that's based upon a braisa where a mayor says that what's the reason why you say it's tame retroactively until you say I inspected it? And it's because there's a presumptive status that when people clean, they're also inspecting it. And so therefore, if they didn't check it, everything is going to be lost retroactively. So the idea here is that when you clean, there's a cheskaso baduk, there's a presumption that you're checking. checking. So since today we really are not careful about shratzim anymore and the laws of tumah tahara as they relate to sheretz. However, there is a real halacha that's practical that comes out of this, and that has to do with the bedikah that we're required to do on our house, the inspection we're required to do our house on the night before Pesach. So the Rodkeach writes, Lel Yudal Nisan, on the night of the 14th, that person needs to tzarech chabedes beiso. A person needs to clean out their house, because the Rodkeach, writing in medieval Germany in the 13th century, says ki akibud kevedika, because the cleaning is like an inspection, and that's proved from our Gemara. So before we do the bedikah, a person has to do the cleaning, and Mordechai writes, and Mordechai died in the Ritfleisch massacres in 1297. So from that which it states in our sugya that there's a presumptive status that when we Shebnos Yisrael bodkos mivoseim b'shas kibudeyan, that the daughters of Israel, there's presumptive status that they inspect their alleys when they clean it. We see from here that's the way that things, that's the normal way of the things, that there's, that it's impossible to do a proper bedikah unless you have first done a cleaning of it. But the cleaning itself is not sufficient, as our sugya learns that maybe it's in a ditch. So we see from here, however, that when we do the bedikah, when we inspect our houses on the night of the 14th, really the proper way is that one is supposed to do a cleaning of the house before the bedikah, because the cleaning is supposed to be a part and parcel of the bedikah process. And so that's why the proper thing is, we shouldn't just do a bedikah without having first cleaned the house for chametz.